Engineering students participate in Mission to Mars Habitat Simulation. A team of Purdue University engineering students and alumni will begin 2018 in an out-of-this-world environment as part of a two-week mission to the Mars Desert Research Station in Utah. Boilers to Mars is the mission name for the first crew made up entirely of Purdue students and alumni, who will be spending 2 weeks together at the Mars Society's Mars Desert Research Station. The 7-member team was selected by the Purdue chapter of the Mars Society to take part in a simulation mission. The team, called Boilers to Mars, will take over command of the research station on December 30th and pass it on to the next team on January 14th. Built near Hanksville, Utah, by the Mars Society in 2001, the Desert Research Station includes a small 2-story habitat, an astronomical observatory, and a scientific laboratory and greenhouse. Keeping with the Mars simulation, crew members must wear sealed space suits whenever leaving the station for outside work. The Mars Desert Research Station is one of only a few Mars simulation environments around the world. In addition to their own experiments, the Boilers to Mars team will perform tests on new space suits used in extravehicular activities during the simulation mission, as well as some medical procedures. They will provide online daily reports from the station. Boilers to Mars team members for the mission include Max Fagan, commander of the crew, Purdue alumnus, Shidit Mall, executive officer, doctoral student in aeronautics and astronautics, Melanie Grand, crew engineer, undergraduate student in aeronautics and astronautics, Cesar Garaniello, crew geologist, Purdue alumnus, Justin Mansell, crew journalist, doctoral student in aeronautics and astronautics, Mark G. Green, habitat officer, undergraduate student in bioengineering, biochemistry, and plant breeding, Samuel Albert, health and safety officer, undergraduate student in computer sciences and aeronautics and astronautics, James Nolan, the backup crew member, is pursuing a master's degree in agricultural and biological engineering, Bryony Horgan, an assistant professor of planetary science, and Marshall Porterfield, a professor in agricultural and biological engineering, are acting as faculty advisors for the team. The upcoming mission is a return trip for Fagan after he took part in a 2010 Mars simulation at the site. He said the research station presents the challenges of a Mars mission without the risks and costs of leaving Earth. In doing so, it provides an environment that is several steps above a lab bench but is still within reach of a determined team like us, he said. Simulations like this are an essential and cost-effective way to test equipment, procedures, and people for a mission to Mars before it actually happens. Each crew member also is developing experiments for the mission, including a study of microbiomes and interaction between pathogens carried by astronauts and plants in the green habitat, navigation during extravehicular activities with radio signals, use of virtual reality for task training in comparison to traditional training, and use of yoga for stress relief. The team has held bi-weekly meetings, both for updates on the preparation of individual projects and to increase the crew synergy and bonding. Crew members have also undergone various training programs, including astronomy, radio-based navigation, and survival and medical care to prepare for the mission. As an aspiring astronaut, Mall said it was his goal to have student teams participating at MDRS each year when he first founded the Mars Society Purdue chapter. He expects the mission to be a life-changing experience. Garaniello also said he is working toward one day becoming an astronaut. In the meantime, he is happy to have a hand in Mars research through a mission like this. I feel I am giving a little contribution with our mission toward the advancement of space exploration with our testing of technologies and human factors, he said. The team received funding support from several areas of the university, including the Honors College and the Purdue Engineering Student Council, among others. Source: Purdue Newsroom.